מדרש בת נור, אתן מדרש רמה. שיש מיילה זו מקווי, זו למיילה מזו, וזו למיילה מזו, זאת אומרת, 6 levels in Hilchas Mikvot. So the first, the lowest level, Mega Boy. So Rashi's Derav says, Mega Boy, Mikei Mishal Kinyus Mayim, Yeish Bem Sheish Mayleis Kolachas Mem Dilom Dechavad. Mega Boy, Chvira Shebikar Kam Kunosim Bo Mayim Sheinam Shubi, Vein Poches Ma'aboyim So Sheushio Mikve. So the Rambat Nore emphasizes that Mega Boyim has reference to Mayim Sheinim Shuv. Vein Poches Ma'aboyim So Sheushio Mikve. Now the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishne says the same thing. Omar kibbutz hameimeis im sheish madrigis. Kol kibbutz mehem yesh li madrigo min atar. Viachas yisak deilo min ashniyo. Asher limato mimeno. Vishil bizikorein hakofas madrigo bu sheyi amayim kubotzin nochim sheikhtin. That means vehbere. Loi sheyiu shuvi. Shuvi. Not shuvi. So he says, like the Rabban Bat Nor. In other words, that Mega Boyim has reference to Mayim She'enom Shuvim. And what would be if the Mayim are Shuvim, so that din doesn't apply. However, the Rambam in Chesumas Ochri mentioned, says just the reverse. Perik Tisvob Mil Chesumas Ochri Aloch Aleph Mayim She'bekelim Mistamim Bein Rotzim Bein Shalei Lerotzim ומתאמים מאיכלים וכלים בין שנופל עליהם ברוצי בין שלוי נופל עליהם ברוצי אבל מים שבקרקויס כן בייס בירי כמי בירייס שיחן ומיירייס ומיג אבויים so שאין בין אבויים so אין מסתאמים אל רוצי ומתאמין אלו בירוס, או איזה דרם במשית את עתיד מים במחובר, is also מקבל תומי. As long as it is coupled with רוץ, no, there's something else, you're not discussing that now. Then the Rambam says, case of מים שבקרקע, שאין בהם הבוים so, בין שאו יושובים, בין שאינם שובים. So, the Rambam was חזר. In פירוש המשנה, he says, that this halacha of Mega Boyim has reference to the case of Mayim that is Einom Shuvim. But if it is Shuvim, then this halacha doesn't apply. And in Yod Chazok, how he was chesed. Most Rishayim, the Rash, the Rosh, I mean most Rishayim say that it has reference to Shuvim and Einom Shuvim. But the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, he says that it is reference to Mayim She'enom Shuvim. And what would it be if it should be? Now what's the aloha? What's the aloha by Megabo? Now let's see. Sheish Mayim Mikvoy Zuli Mayim Mizubi Zuli Mayim Mizub. Megaboy. Shoso Tomei. First, a Tomei drank from the pool water. Let's call, I mean Megaboy is pool water. A small pool. So he drank the tummy drink. How did he drink? Can be in two ways. Either he crusted himself on the ground and he drank with his mouth, or he picked up water and he drank it. I mean with water. But let's say he crusted himself on the ground and he drank. Shosa tummy. And then Itoya came and drank from the Megaboy. Istam. Let's see that out. Shosotome, the Shosotoya Istam. אם שוסו מאיס על המים תום התחיל, וכן שוסו מהן התויר, איזנית מו התויר. Why? Because when the Tomei drank, so then, as long, I mean, according to all the Shem, except the Rambam, so in Chuba there is no Kabbalah Stumei altogether. I mean, even when it's coupled with Machshov, with Rot. But when he drinks, he removes the water from the pool into his mouth, then he becomes already Tosh. If he should not flow, some mele, the water, he takes some water, he fills up his mouth with water. That's already Tosh. And mele, and he is a tummy, so he becomes tummy. And as he drinks, so a little bit of the spittle comes out back into the pool. So, in other words, so the mayim that became tummy in his mouth is spread out again into the pool. So we have mayim that is tummy in the pool. The Bishnof for Tifam Bishop Thomas Hagab, Vishemosho, so is a toya vinit. Why is it tummy? The Ashe is a mashkin mayim is paceless at Rumo. The whom you trust over, she goes away, the Yevgay, she goes away, the Yay, Kedis appear like Shamishabs, the Afar Gard in a paceless at Rumo, Elin Kin Shosovivis. Some mele, the question is, but here, he wasn't Shosovivis, because the teapot that became Tommy and was sped out into the pool again, it does not have a revis. Aber dann bis es hat Trummel, die Schöße wie die Kaumoki, die Schöße hat Kippa hat Meo. Wie tief, Timo kann man Maschken, sie behielt. Now, all the Maschken, that is in his mouth, that's already told. So true, only one tipe, ten tipes, it doesn't make any difference, but it's not a revise. But when it comes into the mouth, it comes in contact with the other water in the mouth, and in total, the water in the mouth has a revise. The tipat meyo is not a revise, but all the water in the mouth, some mele in the mouth is already tosh. Some mele it becomes tomei, all the water in the mouth becomes tomei, and there is a revise. And then the toei, the second one, drinks a revise, mind mei. So that's one of the chesdolah. There is a tipol lisalkov. Now there is aloch of hashoki. Hashoki. In other words, Tume is Chal, another Mashkin, not water too, Vash, Cholov, Yayin, but Hashoke is only on mine. Because there is a cause of Hashoke, is only on Yayin, not another Mashkin. What does Hashoke mean? Hashoke means if you have mind made and you are Mechavaret with the Mikveh, so then it becomes Toya. Becomes Toya. So in other words, once he becomes mechuba to mikveh, to mei mikveh, he becomes doer. So he says, so the question is, why is shoso tomei b'shoso toya tomei? But, and the reason is because when the tomei at first drinks, so then the water in his mouth becomes tomei because he is tomei. And then it is spread out again. Then the toyer drinks other water together with that tipo. So the tipo and the other water come into the toyer's mouth. And then it's tolus, so it contaminates all the mouth, all the water in the mouth of the toyer, and there is a revise. So mimele, his sheis revise mind main. So he becomes Tomei, but the question is, when the tip of Mayim Tomei was spread out into the pool again, let it become Toya because of Ashoke? The answer is, because there is no Ashoke. Why isn't there Ashoke? Because Kishein Be'avoyim So, even though the Rav Mabaltinore applies this Mishneh to Mayim Sheinim Shu. If, let's say, the Mishneh referenced to Mayim Shuvim, so there couldn't be a shock here, because מים שובים cannot be mashik the mind may. But the Rambam knowledge he to say, he applies the Mishnah to mayim, she'inam shuvim. So it should be toyer, the tomatic water, the teapot, the tomatic water, should become toyer to a shoke. The answer is, even though it's same shuvim, but a shoke can only take effect in a mikveh that has memso. But suppose a mikveh does not have memso, so then hashoke does not take effect. Now, the question is this, of course, midaraisa, there is no doubt that if there is a mikveh has less than memso, hashoke cannot take effect. That I mean in midarabonon, of course, it cannot take effect. But the question is, how about the raisa? Midaraisa, the aloch is that the mikveh of a revis can be mitaya machtim mitzinayaris. Midarabonon not. But with the Raisa, a mikveh of a revis can be mitaya and machtim mitzinayaris. So maybe, in regard to Hashoki, Hashoki is based upon the fact that it becomes mechuga to the mikveh. It has to have a chalesha mikveh. But maybe, just as with the Raisa, there is a chalesh the mikveh. Ligabit Filaskel. And in mikveh of revis, so there is a maybe there is midraise, chalesha mikveh. Chalesha mikveh, and in mikveh of revis, ligabit ashok. But midrabonon not, because midrabonon he doesn't have a mikveh altogether, even ligabit machte mitzineres. But midraise, just when it has a chalesha mikveh, ligabit machte mitzineres, it has a chalesha mikveh, ligabit ashok. So, most poskim say no. Only ligabi machmas nes. However, the Gulis Aliyes, he says that midaraisa there can be a shock and mind main when you bring the mind main in contact with the mikveh of revis. With the mikveh of revis. So there is a shock. The Gulis Aliyes says. Now, here now let's see the Rav. ואיזה טיפה לשאול פה השוקה בגבו דמיירה כשאין בעבו עם סוף. In other words, פשטס הלושן of the Rabban Batanora is not like the Gulis Aliyas, because the Rabban Batanora, he says, לשאול פה השוקה בגבו דמיירה שם בו עם סוף. It's משמע, it's לגמרי לשאול פה השוקה, even on the rise level, it's לשאול פה השוקה. And according to Rabban Batanora, it has reference to a megabe that is in him shuvim. So the only chison is in the avoim so and we sal ka shok. So it's mashma, not like the Gulis Aliyas. What is that?
Maybe it was like the Rambam that there is no mikveh
revis. That what? That there is no mikveh revis?
Yeah.
Why? I mean that's a gemara. I mean the Rambam is not.
Rambam never brings down.
He doesn't bring down, all right, but it doesn't mean. But it's gemara in foreshes in nausea. I mean, how can we say that Rambam? He doesn't bring it down. All right, it's a kash. But I kasha down, many kashas on the Rambam. And then the Rambam doesn't bring it down because the Maise, it's not a mikveh mid rabbonon. All right, why doesn't he mention? All right, there are many aloches that the Rambam doesn't mention. That doesn't mean that the Rambam holds that there is no such aloch.
That's where she was right from the Ram that he holds that the minute
because he says the ACT probably salkelo hashoka bigaba. All right, you can say it means lisalkelo hashoka even mid rabban, but pashtus haloshin. I'm not saying pashtus haloshin is lisalkelo hashoka.
Is there any svara that should be?
What is that?
Is there any svara that this should be a din
deraisa? That what?
That hashoka shouldn't work unless we're not going to off.
The Gulis Aliyas, I mean, of the
old... Not the Gulis is like the Rosh Hashir saying in the Rav.
Yeah, because all the other poskim are chilek on the Gulis Aliyas. The Gulis Aliyas is like a unique shite. Unique shite. So basically, I think that from the Raivet shite is like the Gulis Aliyas. But Pashtus Haloshin of the Rav Batanor is not like the Gulis Aliyas. Veisi tipu li salkali ashoke bigabo di maire kishein ve abo imso. Ki nitone bi seif. Vali nidias hatomei ei mei agabo mitam ima shi islishu. Vi oche isse bitisef. Now, we saw that, one second. We saw that the Rambam, there is a stir between the Rambam Perusha Mishneh and the Rambam in Yom HaZok. The Rambam Perusha Mishneh explains it like the Rambam of Noah, that this Mishneh of Megabo has reference to Maim Sheinem Shu. Why not Maim Shu? Why not Maim Shu? So what's the difference between Maim Sheinem Shu and Maim Shu? Because here in the Mishneh, I mean, we find a certain difficulty. What happens to that people? He doesn't become Toya. Through Ashoke. So the Kashi is, he doesn't become Toya through Ashoke. So it should be mitame the rest of the world. So it cannot be mitame the rest of the water according to all the shenim, because it's mechuber. The Rambam should take something out. Alright, let's go ahead with the Mishnah first. For in the Gias Atome, Eine Agabo Mitamim Achi Yisrishu, the Oche Yisrishu, the Oche Yisrishu, or maybe we'll look through the Raibet. Now let's see the Loshan Rambam. Now the Rambam, so all the Rishenim explain the Mishnah, the Rash, the Rosh, they all explain the Mishnah on the basis of the original tip. But the rest of the water doesn't become tame. It doesn't become tame simply because it's mechuga. The Rambam is the only Rishon who says that the tume is not based upon the original tipe, but it, because if there is machshove, so then even b'mchuga it can be kabutum. Now let's see the Loshon Rambam. In the Tzvov, Mihilchas Mesof HaLocha.
What
is that?
The Din Mechuber, according to, not according to the Rambam, that it can't be kabutum, but it's the same Din Mechuber like by a plant that it can't be kabutum.
That's right.
Or it's the same, or in other words, because it's a separate pasuk, but
it's a separate pasuk, but it's the same thing.
The same thing is
mufgav kabbalah stum.
So
that's right. Yeah. Mayim shebi kelim mistamin bein lirotzin bein shaloi lirotzin. Umitamin eichlim vikelim bein shenofal aleim berotzin bein shaloi nofal aleim berotzin. Avo mayim shebi kakoetz. There's a difference. According to Rav Sheinim, Maim b'mchuga, Maim b'karki is mufkav kabostum. According to the Rambam, it's not mufki. But Maim plushim can be mekabel tume without chotzen, and Mayim mechuborim can be kabutume only when the person has the rotz. Ein mistamel rotz, it cannot, mayim shebekarke cannot be kabutume, and it cannot vein mitamin elbe rotz. Keter, mayim shebekarke, sheim bem aboim sov. Bein shoyo shuvim, bein sheinom shuvim. Shenofal liseichon hames, uishola benatomei arevutel. Not because that's me'atzmei. There is no machshove, there is no rotz. Avol im shoso mehen odom tomei. Oishimilo behen bichli tomei. So then there is machshove. He drinks. In other words, he decides to drink it. So me'mele... Well, because like this, is by itself, so then it couldn't be mikabel to me. But, so the Rambam emphasizes, so why do they say noflu natipil? Well, sometimes it falls by itself, but the bailin sees it and is very happy, so it's also berot. Harelut mei ve'afal pi she'im bikara. Shosom en atoye racha she'nitmeu bikarake, oi she'milem bichlitoye nitma ha'sheisev nitma ha'kli, sh'arei berotzin shosom en milem. So in other words, according to all other she'im, the reason is why shosom tomei v'hakach shosom toya is tomei is because of the original trip. the original tipe. But the rest of the mayim does not become tume because bimchube cannot tume. According to the Rambam, if there is machshove, so then the rest of the water in the gabo also becomes tume. Why? Because the mashov. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So I think that, in other words, according to that rishenim, so there is a gzeres hakosuf that mechuba mayim mechuborim are mufkav kavolos tume, like a planet is mufkav kavolos tume. So mayim mechuborim are mufkav. According to the Rambam, there is no such thing as hakosuf. After all, the chibur of a planet is something different than the chibur of mayim. I mean, chibur of a planet means mechuba. What is mayim? What kind of a chibur is it? What's the difference? Is whether it is nikele or it's anikarki. It's not really mechuba. It's a different kind of a chibur. So it's not mufke. But the reason is why, ordinarily, mayim should be karki is not mikabel tume, because the kabbalist tume of mayim is based upon the chaleishe mashke. So mayim bikli has a chaleishe mashke. But mayim bikarke does not have a chaleishe mashke, even though the same water that is bikarke, so is bikli. How do you get mayim bikli? You take a pail and you draw water from the gabo, so then you have water bikli. But if it's bikli, it has a chaleishe mashke. But as long as it is bikarke, so it's part, it doesn't have a chaleishe mashke. You say, I mean, that water in the river, in the lakes, in the yam, is a chaleishe mashke. Even though it's the source of mashke. But while it's in the water, it's part and parcel of the mass of water. It doesn't have a shemashke. So, mimele, there is a concept of achshele. You know, let's say with the Roshi, I mean the Ardinian, I mentioned it, that Nifsul Machilas Kelev is Poka de Shemeichu, but if a person decides to eat it, so it has a Shemeichu, because Achshebe, and it's Mashan, the Roshi is not a Rabbonin, it's the rice. In other words, Achshebe, Machshebe, if a person is Machshebe, so then it acquires a Shemeichu. So here too, the reason as to why mayim should be karak is not mikabel tume, because the kabbalist tume is based upon the chaleishe mashke. Mashke is mikabel tume. Mashke is mikabel tume. But mayim the karak, that's not mashke. It's the mayim should be karak. It's part and parcel of the mess of water in the karak. So some male is under shemashke. But if he has rotzen, so then to the halocha of achshebe, it acquires a shemash. Yes? One second. He says, Maim shebekarke sheim bem arboim so, bein sho yoshubim, bein shein yoshubim, shenof al izich lanesu shelo abon atomei, hare letel. Abol im shos amen odom tomei, o ishe milerim bichol tomei. So when he drinks, he decides to be machshiv the water, to use it, like mayim shebikli. What is the function of mayim shebikli? To drink. Now, but mayim bikarake, as long as the person is not machshivet, so that's part and parcel of the mess of water in the karake. But when he drinks it, so he's machshivet, and it acquires a chaleishe mashke. Aber im Schossen und Tomei, und ich nur mich mit Tomei, und ich noch von Lissich und Maschen mit Meim, wir rotzen, halit Meim, wie Afal Pische im Tag. Now, there is a long Reivet, but we are not ready to discuss the whole Reivet, because the Reivet mentions a Kis noch von Lissich und Gita Shol Trumo, we didn't even go over the noch von Lissich und Gita Shol Trumo, but just go over, briefly, run over the Reivet. Because of one thing that Rabbi said, Omar Avron, Haderech hazeh hazois shekosav richeiko mikel yeisa, vizor etzli mei, veino min asod hamufle hatzofun liyishon. Rabbi's expression. Kilo imotzosi kabolastume unzinastume kluyo birotzi. אבל רוצה אם זה המחשוב חישבון שלו יבטלו ברית ומה שאומרו אם לא ידיח שראית ישראל כאן לרמב״ם that mind boy, if there is machshove, so it can be covered. ומשהו אומרים לא ידיע תואר כבר פיר שביתי ספטה מפני שאין המים שביגע בו מקבלים תומה עד שניסליש וכששושו התומי וחוזרו המים שנוגו בפיף ביגע בו אף הופי שנתמאים יזרו בעתרת. So the writer says that the mayim, first of all, the rest of the water in the gabbet cannot be covered to me because it's mechuga. But not only that, when the tipe falls out into the gabe again, that became tome, so the tume is boka, because it becomes both in the water. So, uchsheshosa tome vechozro amayin, and then he spits out the water from his mouth. So first, the water in his mouth became tome. Not only the water in his mouth became tame, and then when he spits out, so that water falls into the gabe, so it becomes toya, because it becomes both. The chosra amayim shenogu fifli gab, afro pishin mei, is roba teire, shaloi nisli shu alat mei, shachosra shom, vinotu, Elohim kein choshve bitolish, chishve bitolish. So that's why the Tanakhama makes a distinction between idiach hasakikar and not idiach hasakikar. Idiach means he's machshevet, some mele, but lo idiach, it's not tamei, the kikar is not tamei. Even though lo idiach, it's already tolish, because after all, when you pick, it's nechuga only as long as the water is part and parcel of the gabe, of the pool. But the moment the kikar fell into the water, and then he picks up the kikar, he's not nechuga, he doesn't rinse it. There is no machshevet. But that kikar has hundreds of drops of water on top of it. And that is already tolerant, it's already removed from the mass of water in the pool. So why can't it, can the kikar be mikabel tume from the tolerant water? So also the answer is, even though it's tolerant, so it cannot be mikabel tume unless it is coupled with machshavah. Elohim kein chish, bitolish, lifichach nirdiyah ben, hadoche is an indication that it was machshevet, im idiche ben esyodei, oi atikya shenofal, harei muhshevu litume, kelema mechshevu kitolish, vinitmiu, misiyah satamei, in other words, I'm right that it's mashma, that the reason as to why we need Adoche, but without Adoche it still cannot be covered to me. Why not? The water is already removed from the, even though it was removed, it's still considered part and parcel of the metaphor. Unless he's machshivet. But because after all, true, this moment there are 100 drops of water on top of the kitchen. But these drops of water that are now removed from the pool are destined to fall into the water again. So Mele, without Adoche, it's considered still part of the mess of water. Even though temporarily it's removed from the pool, but it's destined to fall again. So Mele, it's still considered Mechuga. So Mele, it cannot, the Kikya cannot be Mikabutu. That's what the writer says. Kalima Nachshivu Kitolish, Vinitmiu Misiya Satome, Vitime Sakutya, Shareyam Chiborin Atzmu Chosuli is Kitlushi. But only if Idiach, but if not Idiach, even though the Misiyas, it's already removed. But so what if it's removed? It's removed temporarily, because it's destined the drops of water. As a matter of fact, if it's not Idiach, so then it means that the person who picked up the loaf of bread from the pool, so he didn't intend to pick up any, to remove any drops of water from the pool. He just can't help it. He intended to pick up the bread. That's all. But it's a secretion. If it's Idiach, so then we see that he intended to pick up, to remove not only the kikar from the pool, but the kikar with the number of drops of water, because that's what Abdiach means, rinse it. But if it's not Abdiach, so he's not interested in rinsing it. He's not interested in picking up any drops of water from the pool. But by itself, he's only interested in picking up the loaf of bread. But it's a psikreishe. He can come in. So mele, a number of drops of water, unavoidably and inescapably, go along with the kikar. But he didn't intend to remove them from the pool. If he didn't intend to remove them from the pool, and they are destined to fall into the pool again, so mele, even while they are still on the kikar, they are considered as part of the mess of the water of the pool. לפיכך אם דירם אז יודע יעקיק יש נופו שם הרי הוך שבו יתומו תלים הנח שלו כתול שבינית לי משיעס התומי ביתים אז עקיק יח שם חבור עם עצמו חוזו לי אז כפלושי לקב ולתומי שהרי נח שבו לתולש ולפיכך נאירו נאירו יצניה נפחיזה ונאיר נאירו התומי לתמי אז עקיק יח. Why is it a Nia of Chesav Nia? Because originally, since Ashoke was not able to retire the tipe, the original tipe that became Tomei in the mouth of Tomei, some Mele, and it fell again into the Gabor, so it became bottle in the Mea Gabor. But when he's Madia the Kikya, so that means he deliberately intends not only to pick up the kikar, but to pick up together with the kikar 500 drops of water. He wants to rinse the kikar in that water. So the original tipe that became tomei in his mouth, even though it already became bottle, is now revived. Now, so it has to do with the sugi in Bcheres. Whether we say Chayzav Nia or we don't say Chayzav Nia, that's how it's mashma. But it's strange, after all, the whole sugi is not such a devout portion that we say Chayzav Nia. All right, the Rambam paskens that we say Chayzav Nia. But this Mishneh is telling that machlekes, whether we say Chayzav Nia or we don't say Chayzav Nia, not mistaba. All right, anyway, that's not our concern. Shari amchubor imasma chosol yis kitlushin kabutume. שערי נחשבו לתולש, ופיכוך נעירו, התומי לתעמי אס הקיקר. So the here to fought טיפה, that was תומי. And then he became bottle, he became toyer, now so the tumi is revived again. לתעמי אס הקיקר, ואם לא ידיע היסטוריה, שערי מבטלי ברי, ולא נחשבו. ומה שאומרו שאימי הגבו, this is the important raya. The rest of the raya just was agavur, but the main raya that concerns us now is this raya. Umash omru sheimei agabo mikablin tume achi yislishu davke sheyesh ben revis. From this raya it's mashma like the gulas aliyas. Ki dile hadbil mehen machtim mitzineiris. The afal pishen teirim im chuber, aber im mitarim mayim tmeim v'ashoke, achi yiru shom aboim so. So it means, midrabonon. But he says, the reason as to why, when the tipot meo, that became tome in the mouth of the tome, falls again into the gabo, it's not so, so the reason as to why the Mea Gabo is not Mikabel Tume, because only if the Mea Gabo has at least a release. But suppose it's a very small Gabo, very small, a little pig, you know, small veil, and it has a release, also a Gabo. So then the halacha is, if the Tume drinks from that small Gabo, water, the all the water does not have a release. So then the water that is in his mouth becomes stomach. Then he spits it out into the gabo, so it contaminates the rest of the water in the gabo. Because when does the Mishnah say that the rest of the water does not become tomei? And the Ravitchit is not like the Rambam, even with Machshavit can come down. Only if there is a Revi support on the Rav. So what's the Yichas of the Revi? So the Ravitchit says, because a Revi's water, Mikarke, as a Halation Mitzvah, right? It can be Mikarke, and so it's not so even according to the Ravitchit, who is chilek on Rambam. The Rambam shit is that there is no aloche that mechubar mayim mechubar not mekabotom. According to the Rambam, there is such aloche. But it's not based upon the chalei shem, chibo, like a plant. You see, you ask whether there's a similar. According to the Rambam, I said yes, lefluk, but according to the Rambam, it's not like that. By plants, so he says, there's a kosu, Zroim is Mufkan Chaboris Tumeh because it's Mechuber. Mine is not really Mechuber. Mine is Mechuber. Why is mine Mechuber? What's the difference between mine in the tail or mine in the car? It's not Mechuber. It doesn't have any roots. Zroim has roots, so it's Mechuber to the car. But mine in the car. So you just pour water on the car, so it's on the car. You pour water into the sink, so it's on the sink. It's not Mechuber. But there is another Zosa. May the Loshna Posik. Mayon ubeya, vayikho yudalet, posik lamidvov. Ach mayon ubeya, mikve mayim yetoya. Mikve istoya. It's not only istoya, it's the source of them. Not only the mikve itself is istoya, cannot be tumma. It is the source of tare. It's mitaya. It's the source of tare. So mimele, if it has, if mayim bikar, has a halisha mikve midaraisi, so it cannot be mikabel tume. Even mid rabbonon cannot be mikabel tume, because as long as it has a halisha mikve, it's a source of tar. Ach mayon uveya mikve mayon yitoy. Mikve is ikar to be sasre with kabbalas tume. Mikve, a mikve is mikabel tume. That's the source of tar, and that's mikabel tume. Only thing is, but mit der Rabbonon, it doesn't have a halicha mikve. But as long as mit der Reise, it has a halicha mikve, ligabe, tfilas kelim, macht mis neyres, so it's mufka of kabbalistum. Mashein ke, if it's less than a release, it doesn't have a halicha mikve, so it's mikabotum. From that reshein, the rash in the rosh, it's not mashmai, but all right. But the raivechite, to a certain extent, is similar to the Rambam Shita. Except that according to the Rambam, even if it is more than a Rebis, and if there is Machshove, it can be Kabo Tume, and according to the Ravid, if it's less than a Rebis, then it can be Kabo Tume without Machshove. So according to the Ravid, it's not Exerzakosuf like Zroim. Zroim is Exerzakosuf of Mechuber. My mechuborim is not a sakosuf of mechuba, because if there is a mechuba, what difference would make? The being so less than a release. It's a gross sakosuf. Mikhe is mufke of kabbalistum. And if it has a release mine, some mele, I don't know, I don't have neraye, but it seems that the raivet is support, collaborates the shita of the gulis aliyas. In other words, that on the raisa level, since it has a halisha mikve, so it can affect a shock to. All right, there's something else.
So the Ram must be a rabbanon.
What is that?
The Rambam must be a rabbanon.
What do you mean, Rambam?
The Rambam will hold that mayim shibakarka becomes tame. If he holds the release of the mikve, it will become tame the rabbanon.
What do you mean? Because if it's a mikve, how can a mikve become tame? Inachanam. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anyone who argues the right that a Balesman or a Revius explicitly?
I don't know. Rav Perushkin assumes that Raivet is a Yochit, but explicitly I don't know. But you know, no one mentions it. That Chiddush is mentioned by Raivet. Rav Perushkin assumes that Raivet is a Yochit, but it's not before.
So according to the other Rishonim, then it's a din of Mechuper?
What is that?
So according to the other Rishonim,
that's right. It's a din of Mechuper. It's a din of Mechuper. Uma she'omru she'en li'agave mikavim tume, ad she'yislishu, דווקא שיש בהם רביס, כי להדו במחתם בצנרס, ואף על פי שאינטירם במחובר, אבל אם תרים מים תמאים והשוקה, עד שהגיעו שם הבוים סור מקווה שם. You see, so he points it out, in other words, because we could say, I think the pshat is, the Raivet is only pointing out, it's not mitaya ba'ashoke, b'mtzias, even at the Rabbono level, because it has to be a mikveh sholem. Mikveh sholem means a real mikveh. But midaraisa, like the Golus Aliyah, Seinachanan, it's mitaya b'ashok. All right, it's not more. Lifichoch hatmeim sheisarvu vehem sheishashvu yarzo lezumoson zui anochen etzli. Now, this thing that the Rabban Batnor and the Rambam Pirsha Mishne say, that the Mishnah of Megabo has reference to Mayim Sheinam Shuv, but Mayim Shuvim not. Why Mayim Shuvim not? The Rambam Yilchazoko is Chelik, but the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah and the Rambam Batinore, they say that it has reference only to Mayim Sheinam Shuvim, but less than Mayim Shuvim. But Mayim Shuvim not. Why Mayim Shuvim not? So what would be the aloche by Mayim Shuvim? A megabo that is mindshu. What will be the law? Apparently, they hold the Rabban of Nor and the Rabban Persian Mishneh in the case of a megabo mindshu being, so then all the water will become tummy. Without machshavah, because the Rambam Shita is, and there's the Rambam Shita in Persian Mishneh also, only in regard to shuvim, not shuvim. So the Rambam was chazer, but the megabo to Shita that with machshavah, mind chuborim, is Mikabu Tume, so there is no stira between the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah and Rambam Yilchazok. So the Rambam Batnore, when the Rambam Batnore says that the Mishnah of Megabo is limited to a Megabo of any Shuvi, and what would be the Aloche of a Megabo Shuvi, then the Aloche would be different. Why would the Aloche be different? Because I think, because this Aloche, or that according to Rabban Batnore, so mechuborim is, there is no aloche that mechuber, mayim mechuborim, amufkav kabol stume like zvoyim. But it's based, as the Rabbi says, upon aloche of hachmayon ubeya mikve mayim yeh toya. Chaleshe mikve is mufkav kabol stume. And if it has some, if there's Chalisha Mikve, some Mele, if it is Mayim Sheinam Shuvim, some Mele it has a Chalisha Mikve. It has a Chalisha Mikve. So if it has a Chalisha Mikve, some Mele, it cannot be Mikabel Tume. But Hashoke. So then yes, if it cannot be Mikabel Tume, let there be Ashoke. No, so as the Raivet says, in order to affect Ashoke, it has to be Mikre Sholem. Whatever the Pshat is in the Raivet, Mikre Sholem, according to the Lomdes of Gules Aliyas, because with the Rabbonon, he does not have a Chalisha Mikre altogether. Only Gabe Ashoke, not like the Gules Aliyas. The Gabe Ashoke will require a Mikre Sholem, a Mikre that has a Chalisha Mikre, even the Gabe Tula Sodom also, not just the Gabe Tula Skim. Because the Gabi Tula Sodom, so definitely, if he doesn't have Memso, so then it cannot meet Raisa Bimitai. That older, everybody agrees with that. Even if the person who is stable, the Odom, is a short person, and his whole body can be immersed, let's say, in 20 so, in 20 so. So it doesn't have a chalishim mikre if it's less than a bon so. So maybe that, not like the Gula Saliyah. Maybe the aloha is legabe ashoke, he has to be in mikre shal. That could also be the pshat from the Raibet. I'm not sure, I mean, whether the Raibet chita is like the Gula Saliyah or not. Maybe, on the contrary, the Raibet chita is not like the Gula Saliyah. And but legabe ashoke, we need a mikre shal. What does a mikre shal mean? Mikre shal means a mikre even relative to tefillah sotah. There are two kinds of mikvahs. There is a mikveh relative to tefillah keli, and there is a mikveh relative to tefillah sotah. So legabe ashoke we require a mikveh sholem. Legabe ashoke we require a mikveh sholem. Some mele, but legabe galoche of mayon ubeya mikveh mayim yetoya, that the chalesh mikveh is mufkev kabbalah tumah. We do not require a mikveh sholem, even less than a poinso, but it has to have a chalisha mikveh. Midrais, become some. Yes, what is that? One second, I'm coming to it. So, some mele, so that's why he says that any show that this Mishnah of Megabe is limited to any show. But if it chove, so what would be the halacha if it chove? If it chove, so it can be mikabel tumah also, because it doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. But the Rambam, and that's the Rambam shita in Pirush HaMishnah also, but the Rambam in Chazoko says the contrary, bein shuvim, bein einim shuvim. As a matter of fact, it's not so poshet about the Rambam shita, because there are certain yesoyes in Rambam Pirush HaMishnah where the Rambam doesn't even say